Hey, this is Pearls and Swine. I'm Levi. Next to me for the very last time is Nathaniel Lynn Marsh. And across from me is Travis. Today, we're going to be talking about saying goodbye.
Nate is leaving. And that doesn't mean also that you couldn't call in and be a special guest caller on Pearls and Swine here.
Okay, but you guys have to remember the time change. There's...
We don't care. We don't care
about that. We only live by Eastern time.
Of course.
We don't care about any other time zone because there isn't any other time zone.
Normal time, like at afternoon or whatever, then that should be fine.
We'll start at 5 a.m. Eastern time. But the Bible talks about in Ecclesiastes that there is a season for everything. And there's a time that we're going to have to say goodbye. And that time for Nate is now. And we're excited for him. We're excited for you and your family and what God's got planned for you. And we're also a little bit sad about it. A little bit.
Yeah, it's mixed emotions, right? You have developed these relationships with people and served together and seen God do some cool stuff and watch God use you in cool ways. And saying goodbye to that and starting a different adventure, it's bittersweet, right? Because there is some potential. There's really cool stuff that God can do in the future, in the new stuff. And yet, in order to get there, you have to give up that comfort, give up what you're used to and that routine, if you will. And that can be really hard. I think it's healthy, though, to be in a place where you're like, you know, God, I need you in a new way. I need you to show up and help me as I traverse this new thing that you're calling me to.
Yeah, I think part of the emotions of goodbye are just seated in us. We don't really want to say goodbye, whether it be a relationship we know that's not working. You know, you're dating a girl or she was dating you and said that she had to say goodbye.
What? Ow! Why you gotta bring that up?
But it's hard to say goodbye. It's hard to, you know, there's songs written about that. Was it Boys to Men who sang that? Mm-hmm. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Yeah. Travis sings that often in his shower, I think.
Yeah. I actually think that was written like in honor of one of their friends that died of an epileptic seizure in her sleep. She was like the first female or something like that that was signed by Motown Records or something. And so Boys to Men then did that. That's just a side note. That's just for free today.
Have these like facts stored away up there in your melon?
I don't know. I should clean out the closet once in a while. But in Acts, in chapter 20, it says, and there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him. Travis kissed Nate.
Thank you. Thanks.
Being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again, and they accompanied him to the ship. These two verses, you see the emotion of it for these guys. The Ephesian elders seem to sense that they would not see Paul's face again. And so they kiss him, which is kind of an ancient greet somebody with a holy kiss, give him a holy kiss on the way out type of a thing. But it broke their heart to know that. And so they accompany him to the ship. They say farewell. They knew that the next time that they would see him would be in God's celestial kingdom, but not before then. I think that there was this pain that was going on in their life because of that tension that they were feeling, that emotion that they were feeling.
You brought up death as the final goodbye. I mean, we know we weren't meant to die. I think in some ways that even just goodbyes, there's a sense in which we weren't really meant to experience that. We were meant to be in a community and to develop these good, close relationships and to maintain those. And so I think goodbye is kind of that if things were perfect, it wouldn't be this way. And it's going to once again go to a point when we're with God where we're not going to have to say goodbye anymore.
What's interesting, though, is Jesus even had to say goodbye. Remember, he is resurrected, running around. He's hanging out with the disciples. And then he has to say goodbye. He ascends into heaven. And he's trying to prepare them for that. He's trying to prepare them for that time. In the scripture, it describes them just kind of looking up in kind of awe of just what happened. But I think also there's a probably deep emotion. What's going on here? What's happening? Are we going to see him again? All of those questions. Man, I should have asked this question before he left, right? Like, you know, I think one of the beautiful principles in saying goodbye is really avoiding regrets. I wish I would have said this, or I wish I would have showed some emotion toward this person. that would have been helpful in, you know, the closure of that season of life.
And there's the cost of following Jesus that we talk about too. You see that story of the rich young ruler in talking about how can he have salvation, eternal life. Like, there are things that God is just going to call us to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those things are hard. Sometimes they're scary. Cause we don't know and we want to know. We want to be comfortable. And for you, Nate, God has called you out to the great state of California, and you guys are going to load up the truck and head to Beverly. And you know, there's a cost that God's called on you in your life to the calling that he's given you as a pastor and now heading out to Lompoc.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Stagnant water is what it means. Maybe you can bring
Indian
some
term, right?
Maybe you can bring some living water there with Jesus. So,
yeah, and I think the culture in California is not very open to Christianity, and the Christians there are they're a tight knit community, and so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about proclaiming the gospel out there and seeing people's lives changed with this truth that isn't a part of the culture. You know, I grew up down south, and down south, everyone goes to church. They don't actually go to church, but everyone kind of says they're a Christian and they know who Jesus is. They don't really know who Jesus is, but it's just part of the culture. It's part of your background and what you're expected to know and how you're expected to behave. And so that can be really difficult when you're talking about actual heart change and actually having a relationship with Jesus, because a lot of people are like, yeah, I know Jesus. He's that guy who died on the cross for my sins. But there's not necessarily this embracing of, he is this God who did that for you for a reason, to relate to you and to change who you are and so that you can be connected to him in a real and deep way. And so I think when that's super exciting, the possibility of being in a unique culture where if you're a Christian, you basically live it out. So that's a very exciting thing. And yeah, I imagine there's going to be some hardship in that and some difficulty, but yeah. It's a good opportunity also to just trust God with it. And we'll be moving a little bit closer to Natalie's family, about 3 hours away. But yeah, our kids will be able to play with their cousins a lot more often. And so that's going to be exciting too. There's a lot of good things that we're like, wow, man, God really provided a lot in this. And we see his hand as he was pushing us towards this decision. So it's exciting and still tough to say.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
One of the parts of goodbyes is the self-awareness of what is lost. Mm. The self-awareness of those feelings. And that's not probably your strong suit of speaking feelings.
I have like 3 feelings.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But what are some of the things that you'll miss about this place? What are some of the things that you know you're leaving behind?
Yeah.
And
I think I'll miss the snow for Christmas season. Because I mean, something magical about snow being in the air, snow being in the ground, being able to do some sledding and stuff like that over Christmas. You know, I won't miss it, you know, February and March, April. But I think there is something magical about this place, and having to conquer the snow every year brings the community together in some ways. I'm going to miss.
We all hate the same thing.
We're like, why does it keep going? Yeah, I think the community of the college has been really cool, and being able to meet new students every year and say goodbye, unfortunately, to students every year, but being able to be a part of their lives and encourage them and develop them and see them grow in following Jesus. Just some of the people that I worked in with ministry, from Awana people to Sunday school to youth people, especially you guys and all the crazy.
I didn't know if he was going to say that.
I was waiting for that, because some of the things that we've been through and trying to serve God well together. Yeah, definitely going to miss y'all and the wisdom and the humor. I think the humor is a big one. And being able to face those issues and just trusting in God and saying, we don't have this. We can't do this, but we have a great God and he's going to take care of it. And he's probably looking at us and laughing at us. And so maybe we should laugh a little bit at ourselves.
I think also one of the things that happens in goodbyes is you start to recount the memories that you had and you value the time that you had. And Ecclesiastes talks about there's a season for everything, and there's obviously a season for goodbyes. And nothing lasts forever. Who said that? some song, Nirvana maybe. I don't know. Travis, you're
that
the song guy.
That sounds close. Guns and Roses. Cult of a Rain.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Last forever.
Yeah.
And we both know hearts can change.
There we go. There we go. Yeah. So nothing does last forever. I think there's a song by Michael W. Smith, Friends Are Friends Forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them.
That's my boy.
Yeah, back in
Smitty.
Yeah, back in the 90s or whatever. It was popular, but there was also, I think there's some beauty in those words. Hmm. The scriptures indicate that someday we don't say farewell. Mm-hmm. And that is a beautiful thing, that we will be together and will live for eternity with God together. And I think that is a powerful reminder when we're saying goodbye, the goodbyes are not forever.
Hmm. Yeah, that's good. Knowing that there's going to be a time where we're going to be able to get together in heaven and share what happened in California. Oh, I got some stories. And you'll be able to share, hey, well, what took place in the Upper Peninsula? How did God move? And we'll be able to just recount some of those things. And I expect we're going to be able to do that beforehand, before we meet Jesus. Because, yeah, I'm expecting you guys to do some of those annual meetings with our association. And I'm sure we'll be able to catch up. And, you know, it's excellent to have a phone. And
no, once you leave, we'll never talk to you again.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be.
That hurts my feelings.
It's just true, dude.
There is going to be a time where there will not be goodbyes anymore, and we'll get to hang out and be with Jesus and enjoy his provision of us forever.
That's the beauty of the gospel, you know. We talked about Acts when Jesus left and the disciples were just standing there, but Jesus wasn't like, well, that's it, I'm peacing out. He gave the Holy Spirit to be with us while he's gone, sitting at the right hand of the throne until he returns. And so how are you leaving us, well, Nate?
Well, yeah, I'm handing all my stuff over to you, Trav, so that should be good, right?
It's all good.
You got it all taken care of. And
somebody asked me if I had an ulcer yet.
And you said yes, four. No, multiple, a family of ulcers.
Yeah, no, I don't have an ulcer.
One of the things that you had to come to the conclusion of is that you had to say goodbye to us too. And to the church and to mm-hmm. this area. Mm-hmm. So tell us about kind of what God was doing, what God led you to, how you got there.
Yeah. I was at a point, you know, I was just like, wow, God has done some amazing things. We had purchased the building. We had moved to the building. And I started to realize I'm kind of comfortable in what I'm doing. I feel like ministry is going really well. Things were happening, but I didn't necessarily see myself depending on the Lord and having that trusting relationship like I think he wanted from me and what I was doing. And so I was just praying about that and asking God, okay, well, what does that mean? Does that mean like something needs to change? Does that mean, what does that look like? And so I think as I was having those conversations and talking and praying, he really gave me to this point where he's just like, you need to be open to something else. Because I hate to move.
It's so fun. It's one of the best things that you can do for your marriage and in your life.
Yeah, that's like second on the most stressful things that can happen in a person's life. But anyway, I was like, okay, I'll be open. I'll see what God has for me. And as I was trying to have this openness, God just gave me steps. One of the things was connect with Converge and doing some assessments. But then I think there was this love that was growing for more of a leadership type role and less of some of the things that I was doing here. You know, it's still enjoy and love the youth and playing games. And we had an awesome time the other night playing with the middle schoolers.
I'm still sore.
And so, yeah, there's some things I'm certainly going to miss, but I'm super excited with my position that God has placed me in California that has a little more leadership role to it. And so I think God was transforming me for this new role and transitioning me there. And then as this process was going on, COVID hit. I was like, okay, well, maybe God wants me to sit tight. That's cool. That'd be fine. But I was just like, okay, I'm still open, but I'll just continue to do what I'm doing and try to do it as best as I can in these crazy circumstances. And yet Converge called me up and said, hey, we have a church that we want you to interview for. I was like, okay, yeah, no big deal. And in my mind, I'm thinking this is going to be a long process. This is going to take a while. I'm going to have to interview with a bunch of churches and
do you stink that bad?
Well, I was thinking I really have this heart towards a lead position. Yeah. I've never done that before. Yeah. I could be green at that. And so what church is going to say, oh, in COVID time or in this time of a lot of uncertainty, yeah, we're going to take this guy who has never done this before. And so I was like, no, if God is moving this direction, it's going to take a while. But that church, that first church that they asked me to interview was the church that said, hey, we want you to come. And so things just happened super quick. And we were able to go out there and meet with them and just had these amazing conversations with people where like we were able to relate so well together in a very short period of time, just like over a dinner, and have these great and deep conversations and feel this just oneness and this unity in our relationship with God and in pursuing him as brothers and sisters in Christ. But yeah, and so that was all cool and confirming of what God was doing. And so then they took the vote and made the decision. They wanted us to come. And I'm like, okay, God, this seems to be what you're doing. And so this is going to be hard because it's going from the Upper Peninsula to California. That's crazy. But yeah, even on those preparation steps and packing and putting the house on the market, God has been faithful.
So you have been on the radio for 12 years? Did you start doing
almost.
This? Yeah, almost 12
when
years.
When I first got here, Steve was like, oh, by the way, you have to be on the radio.
I remember when that happened to me.
What?
Yeah.
You never said anything about this. And my first time, I was so stinking nervous. I thought, maybe the whole community is listening in. And
well, they are. You're not Mitch Lake status in the community of,
no.
But you do have had a voice for over 12 years ish. Mm. And so any parting thoughts as we are kind of going to say goodbye to you?
One of the things that I've been thinking about in transitioning out and just thinking, God has a strong witness here and I'm not concerned about the future of Evangel. I'm not concerned about this community because God has faithful people, faithful leaders who are going to share the gospel, who are going to make God known, even when it's not easy. And so in so many ways, I've just been like, I can totally understand and see why God is pushing me on. And so for those of you who are out there listening, if you're not engaged with a church, you need to check out Evangel. You need to consider a Bible-believing church, and if you don't have one right now, you need to come to Evangel. You need to start hearing and listening and engaging with these people because they are serious about Jesus. They're serious about following him, serving him well, and your life will be changed as a result. And so that would be probably my biggest thing. Get connected to a church. If you don't have a church, check out Evangel.
Well, we're just going to sign off our goodbye with a blessing found in Numbers chapter 6. It says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And that is our prayer and hope for you, Nate.
Absolutely. Hey, if you guys liked what you heard today or want to hear a replay of stuff that we've talked about in the past, you can find us if you search your podcast, Evangel Houghton Podcast, on Apple Podcast or Google Play, and you can check out our latest and most recent Pearls and Swine episodes, or you can go to our website, evangelup.org, and you can find those there as well. As always, if you have any questions, you can reach out to us. Just shoot us an email, travis@evangelup.org, and we're not saying goodbye. It's we'll see you later.
See ya.